Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and greetings in the wonderful and merciful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Folks, this is July the 20th, 2020, and I just want to give God the honor and the glory and the praise for all that He has done and for all that He continues to do to the sons and daughters of men. Folks, we are here today not because we woke ourselves up, not because we can or could, not because anyone had spare life, but, you know, the Word of God said that God's mercies are new every single morning. His mercies are new every morning, and He gave us the life that we have today. And so, folks, let us rejoice and be glad in Him, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And because God made this day and He spared our life to see this day, we are to glorify Him, and we are to give Him thanks. We are not here because we brought ourselves to this moment in time. And folks, I just want to just remind everyone that we are living in the last days, that we are living in perilous times, that we are living in a time that is unlike any other time in the history since man walked the earth. Our forefathers, they wished that they could live in our times. And to be honest with you, I thought that the times that in the end times, I thought that when the time comes to see all of what's happening around us, the lockdown, the COVID, you know, they're trying to enforce vaccination and enforce all kind of rules and all kind and all type of laws upon mankind. This is a war. This is a battle for the souls of men. This is a war between good and evil, light and darkness. This is a war between the children of God and the children of the wicked one. It is a war between the tares, the wheat and the tares. It is a war between God and Lucifer and the principalities and powers in high places. The scripture tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness in the spiritual realm. So our weapons of warfare are not carnal. It is not carnal, but it is spiritual to the bringing down of the stronghold of the enemy. So let us rejoice in this day. Let us give God the honor and the glory. Father, I just want to thank you right now for your mercies that endure forever. You said the enemy come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But you have come to give us life and to give us more abundantly. Father, we just want to thank you for the abundance of health, the abundance of power that you've given us in Jesus' name, to overcome the enemy, the power to overcome sicknesses and diseases, the power to overcome our fears, the power to overcome principalities and powers, the power to heal, the power to restore, the power to love you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting us. We thank you for sending your angels to watch over us and to bear us up, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Father, we thank you, O God, for all the things that you continue to do and all the protection. Keep us safe, Lord God. May you put a hedge, I proclaim a hedge of protection around us, around all those who are listening to this broadcast. I proclaim a hedge of protection against each and every single one of us, a against the body of, wrong the body of Christ. I proclaim the blood of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, over every single soul and over every single one that's listening to this, over our family and over our lives and over the church. I proclaim victory in Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Victory over the enemy, victory over sin, victory over sicknesses and diseases, victory over principalities and powers in high places. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your mercies and all that you continue to do. I praise your name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Folks, I just want to continue on. Just looking for the page. I lost the page. I just want to continue on the subject. Just want to refresh on our genes, the God particle, our body. And the topic today is that our body is the temple of the living God. And the destruction of the temple and the Holy of Holies. The destruction of the temple and the Holy of Holies. Well, what is the temple and what is the Holy of Holies? Well, this is what the scripture tells us. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Meaning that the temple of God is holy. You are the temple of the living God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 tells us, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? So we are not our own. Our body is the temple of God. And the scripture also tells us another place where they said we were created in Christ from before the foundation of the world for good works unto salvation. So our body is the temple of the living God. Now, is it any wonder that Satan, the enemy of our souls and the enemy of the living God, is trying desperately to destroy God's temple, which is our body, and the Holy of Holies, which is our mind? This is why the scripture tells us that we must have the mind of Christ. Our mind must be renewed by the sprinkling of the blood. Our mind must be renewed to be like Jesus, to be like Yeshua HaMashiach. So we must have the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit comes in and occupy our spirit, our mind, which is our mind. This is where the battle is for the minds and the body of men. There are so many people out there with mental illnesses. Most of this mental illness is really not mental illness, but spiritual attack on people's mind. And this is why we have to, just plead the blood of Jesus over our lives and over the lives of our children and over the lives of our family every single day of our lives. This is why we must put on the full armor of God, which is in Ephesians chapter 6. Folks, I just want to testify right now. This is not a game. Listen, I'm out here doing my best to warn my brothers and sisters. We do not want to wake up on the other side of reality and find out that we did not make it into the kingdom of heaven. I just, if you notice that my voice is very strained, I'm really struggling to speak at some point, but I can't sit back and see all the things that is happening in the world and not say something. Even if it touch one life, even if it make a difference in one person's life, I just want to do this for the Lord. Our job and our responsibility here on this earth is not towards our own self, but towards each other. And I love each and every single one of you in Christ. Let me tell you something. Satan is as a roaring lion. We are living in the last days. We are living in end times. And he is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he shall destroy. I just had thyroid surgery. It was supposed to be one surgery. It was done in February. And this surgery lasts for 8 hours because it was very infected with lymph nodes that were affected by, papillary carcinoma. And one thing led to the other. They had to close me up, and they went back in on May 14th. I'm sorry that I have to segue back. There's a testimony I'm giving. So they had to finish the surgery on May 14th, and during that time they snipped the nerve to my voice box. So I'm now still learning to talk, and my neck is still pretty stiff, and I'm still in a lot of discomfort. I just had my first physical therapy this morning for them to kind of, get rid of the muscle tightness and stuff. So the point I'm trying to make is the enemy is trying to destroy. If the enemy can't get you in one way, he will try to destroy the temple of God, which is our body and our minds and our voice. If he can destroy the voice that is out there reaching people, trying to get people to repent and to turn to God, then this is what the enemy will do. Let me tell you something. As I lay on my bed, the night of my surgery, as I lay there all confused as to what's going on, I couldn't swallow. I could hardly swallow. I could hardly eat. My throat hurt. Everything was wrong with my neck, with my throat, with my voice. I was very upset. I was, disappointed that the surgery didn't go as planned. Sorry, I'm just trying to rest my voice a little bit. And as I lay there on my bed, in the hospital room, there was a voice, and I heard, whether in my spirit or in the atmosphere realm, I don't know, but I heard, you are defeated. So even when I'm down, the enemy come to kick you further down. The enemy spoke, said, you're defeated. And as I lay there and I listened, I just spoke. I said, I am not defeated. You are a liar and the father of lies. I said, you are an offense to me, and you are an offense to the Lord God. I am not defeated, but I am victorious in Jesus Christ, who died to set me free. I am victorious, and I will be made whole. Folks, the enemy comes to kill. This is what the Lord specifically said to me also. The Lord said to me as I came out of the hospital and I was just laying on my bed and just meditating. The Lord spoke. I saw the Lord. I meditated on my bed. And the Lord said to me, the enemy come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I come to give life and to give it more abundantly. So, see, the enemy come to kill and to steal and to destroy. But Jesus come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And we have to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. I remember some years ago, quite a while back, I had a dream, and in my dream, I just heard a voice in my dream. I didn't see who was talking to me, but it was a male voice. And the voice said to me, Satan wants to destroy you. And I said, well, Satan can't destroy me because he has no power over me. I've taken my power back from him. And you know, we give power to the enemy when we have sins in our lives. When we have sins in our life, when we practice unrighteousness, then Satan have a window, an open door, where he can come in and where he can have power over our lives and over our minds. But folks, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. And we know not what to do and how to do it, but we have to seek God for the truth in all things. We have to seek him for direction. Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Our body is the temple of the living God. And our mind is the holy of holies. And so we have to guard our thoughts. The Bible tells us we have to guard our thoughts. Whatever we put in our minds, whatever we put in our bodies, can either harm us or take us to the next level in Christ. Can either heal us or destroy us. Can either bring us closer to the Father, Heavenly Father, or take us, open doors to the enemy, for the enemy to come in. So whatever you look at with your eyes, whatever you see goes to your mind. Whatever you hear goes to your mind. Whatever you indulge in or you involve yourself in, whatever movies, whatever books you read, whatever conversation you involve in, who your friends are, who you hang out with, you know, these are on whatever you put in your body, whether it's healthy or unhealthy, you know, it destroys and it builds, you know, depending on what you do. So the enemy comes and he can't get you in one way, then he gets you in another. The enemy, through the works of wicked men, through their policies and science, folks, they're desperate to destroy the temple of God. The enemy knows this. The enemy knows it. That's why they come. They come with all their policies and procedures. They come to us with two different means, such as vaccines. All sort of diseases they cook up in the laboratories. Chemicals in the food. Chemicals in our water. Medication that doesn't have all the things to heal us, but they have other things to destroy the body and the mind. That's why these medications have all these side effects. Don't you think they have the capability of making medication without all these side effects? I don't believe for one second that they cannot make these medications without side effects. Chemicals in our food and our water and our medication, technologies, and only God knows what else, 5G. All these things are designed to weaken our body, to weaken our immune system, to weaken our minds, to disturb our minds, to rattle our minds, to have us not think on God, to make us tired and lethargic. Folks, oh God, we have to pray like we have never prayed before. We have to pray over our children, over our families. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to pray for us. Pray without ceasing, because folks, we are living in the last days. These are the end times. And only by the grace of God, only when we stay close to him, then he will protect us and keep us safe. We have to pray and ask God to teach us how to pray, to show us what to do. In these final days of our history, Satan, by destroying our mind, which is on our spirit, our body, and our body destroys our soul too. Satan knows that our body is the temple of the Most High God. Therefore, he will stop at nothing, nothing to destroy us. Body, mind, and soul. And first, he separates us from God through unbelief and sin. Then he attacks the body through many means that destroys our DNA. Our DNA is that tool. It's the mark of who we are, where that connects us to the voice of God, to Jesus Christ in us, which is a God particle. The God particle inside of us is the Holy Spirit that the enemy, through wicked men, have been searching and searching. They search, they pick the DNA apart of every plant and animal and man. They even go to search the heavens through the Hadron Collider to search for the God particle, because Satan says he wants to be like the Most High God. And in order for him to be like the Most High God, he must be a creator. And Satan wants to create. God spoke everything into existence. But what Satan is doing is he figures he can't create. So he using everything that the Most High God created perfectly, and he used that to recreate or to twist, to twop, to destroy, to distort every perfect thing that God made. And he's destroying it. He's twisting it. Our DNA, our minds, our bodies, our will, everything that he can get his hands on. Folks, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, Jesus Christ is the Word of God that was made flesh. That same Word that created, so by him all things was created, and there was nothing that was created that wasn't created by him. So we see and we know that God creates. God is a creative Word, and Jesus Christ is that Word in us through the Holy Spirit. And that's what they're looking for, the God particle. But the God particle cannot find it in the DNA. It is, you know, the God particle works, you know, vibrates the DNA to do what it does to our body, because our DNA is what makes us who we are. And the voice of God, which, you know, on the breath of life in each and every single one of us, works with the DNA to make us who we are. That's why the enemy is trying to manipulate the DNA of man through chemical and food and medicine and vaccine and all that crazy thing. They're pushing and enforcing these vaccinations, which mutates and destroy our DNA. And the populace is so heavily medicated, it's like they're in a zombie-like state. Satan is very cunning, folks, using guile and subtlety to kill and to steal our spirits, our soul, our bodies, and our mind, our joy, our peace, and our love for each other, and our relationship with the Most High God. The enemy knows that we were created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. He knows we are like God, and he knows how much our Heavenly Father loves us. Satan knows how much Heavenly Father loves us. And Satan hates us for that. He hates us to the core. He doesn't want us to re-enter heaven to be with our Heavenly Father, because he knows that he could never get back into heaven. And so he will stop at nothing to steal and to destroy. Like Jesus said, the enemy come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he comes in the most vicious way. He comes in like a flood. He knows that our body is the habitation of God. He knows our mind and spirit is the place where the Holy Spirit comes and communes with us. and by destroying the minds of men, by distorting the minds of men, by putting evil intentions and evil thoughts into the minds of men. He separates us from God by way of wickedness, to our unbelief, to our faithlessness in Yeshua HaMashiach, to our lack of love for the Father, to our lawlessness to the Most High God. He succeeds in destroying all body, mind, and soul. What is sin? When we sin, we are separated from the Most High God. And the Bible tells us in the book of James, it asks a question, what is sin? The sin is a transgression of the law. We know that transgressing God's law began in the Garden of Eden 6,000 years ago. And we are into the seventh year. We're heading into the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day or the 7,000 years. 6,000 years later, we are the most deceived, controlled, sin-riddled, twisted species upon the earth. The animals are not as twisted and controlled and deceived as mankind and hateful. And mankind is being controlled by the principalities and powers in high places. Folks, I'm sure if the moon and the stars and the sun and the animals and the trees can cry out against us, they will all cry out against us. They will lift up their voice in one and cry out shame at us. And I believe they are, because the Bible tells us that the moon and the stars are witness. The moon and the stars and the sun are witness against everything that we do upon this earth. I just remember that scripture, and I wish I should have looked it up. But they are witness to what's going on this earth. So I'm encouraging each and every single one of you to just be mindful of who you are. We all have to be mindful of who we are. We are children of the living God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of our Heavenly Father. We were given power by Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to tread upon serpents, to tread upon scorpions, to destroy the powers of darkness. Given power to love each other and to love God. Folks, the greatest commandment in the Word of God is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. The second one is like it, is to love our neighbors as to love others. Unless we learn to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Unless we learn to love our Father, Yeshua HaMashiach, and Holy Spirit with all our heart, soul, and mind, then we can't have a relationship. Because how can we have a relationship with anyone, much as the Most High God, if we don't first love Him? It is when we love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is then He comes and He set up His home in us. He set up His abode in us, in our temple. And Jesus Christ, Yeshua, become high priest of our minds. Folks, let us seek God and ask Him to teach us how to love Him, to show us how to love Him, so that He can come and sup with us and have fellowship with us. In our body, in our temple, we have to confess our sins before Him, ask for forgiveness of all our sins, in order for our temple and our minds to be cleansed and clean. Give our hearts to Him like no other. generation. We owe it to ourselves, and we owe it most of all to the Most High God, because He gave His life, His whole life, for us as a ransom on the cross. So we are to give our whole self back to Him. This is bring me back, this bring me to the end of the broadcast. Folks, I will talk to you another time by the grace of God. May you be blessed. And I pray that, that this message meet you healthy and all prayed up in Christ. And I'll talk to you soon. Love you in Christ.